Hi and welcome to the podcast. My name is Greg Marshall and I'm the Vice President of Global Programs for the Flight Safety Foundation. Today I'll be interviewing Captain Scott Schwartz, who is Director of the Airline Pilots Association Dangerous Goods Program. Scott will be delivering a presentation entitled An Update to Lithium Battery Transport by Air at our International Air Safety Summit, which is being held in Dubai between the 14th and 16th of November. Welcome to the podcast, Scott.
Thanks, Greg.
Scott, last year you talked to us at our last International Air Safety Summit about the dangers of lithium batteries. What can we expect to hear about this year?
Greg, first of all, thank you for inviting me to talk at this year's International Air Safety Summit and to discuss the presentation with you today. There have been some very important developments in lithium battery transport safety, both in the regulatory and operational areas, since last year's summit. Last year, we spent a lot of time discussing the hazards of lithium batteries and the need for significant changes in the way they are transported. This year, we're going to talk about new regulations for batteries shipped as cargo and work that is underway to develop packaging standards to contain harmful effects of batteries that go into thermal runaway. There has also been some work on trying to simplify regulations dealing with batteries and checked in carry-on baggage. And we're also going to discuss some important hazard mitigation techniques being implemented by some airlines. We will also talk about the results of an ICAO Dangerous Goods panel meeting taking place in mid-October that will consider some very important proposals on a variety of issues related to lithium battery transport by air. And finally, we'll review the work of some companies that are developing systems to suppress or contain lithium battery fires in anticipation of more regulation and demand for lithium battery safety systems.
So, Scott, what are the major regulatory changes that became effective this past year, and what will be their long-term effect?
The most significant changes made to regulations this year impacted batteries shipped as cargo on passenger flights. There was a ban imposed on lithium-ion batteries transported as cargo on passenger aircraft, but the ban is temporary until safe methods of transport are developed and implemented. The core of those safe methods will be a packaging standards that is being developed by SAE, which was previously called the Society of Automotive Engineers. And this is being done at the request of ICAO. After ICAO incorporates these standards into a framework that ensures the batteries can be carried safely, the ban on their transport on passenger flights should be lifted. There were also a couple of very important interim measures implemented for all cargo aircraft, where both lithium-ion and lithium-metal battery shipments are still accepted for transport. The long-term effect on lithium battery cargo shipments is much harder to determine, as it will depend on the specifics of the standards now being written by SAE and how those standards are adopted into regulations by ICAO. Although the initial impetus for their development is the reintroduction of lithium-ion batteries as cargo onto passenger aircraft, the new standards should be applied to lithium-ion and lithium-metal battery shipments on passenger and all cargo aircraft. Ultimately, we want to see standards that are effective but will allow inexpensive, safe transportation of all lithium batteries on all commercial aircraft. As for passenger carry-on and checked baggage provisions, there have been only a few minor changes since last year's IASS. There are some ongoing initiatives directed at preventing passengers from taking hundreds of batteries on commercial flights. But for those of us that travel with a small number of devices and a few spares, it doesn't look like anything is going to change. We will still be allowed to travel with our devices and backup batteries on commercial aircraft.
On the subject of the batteries themselves, are all lithium batteries the same?
Each battery and package system is unique. Some batteries pose little danger, even with minimal packaging and handling, while others can be very dangerous, especially if they are damaged or manufactured improperly. One challenge the standard is attempting to address is how to differentiate between these two extremes, and I think the final result is going to recognize that not all batteries are created equal. The ICAO regulations that are in place today are very effective in regulating commodities with well-defined chemical and physical properties, such as ethanol. But they don't work so well when they're applied to manufactured goods like lithium batteries. Each lithium battery model presents a different hazard, and the current regulations don't easily allow for differentiation among the models. But the test standards being developed should adequately address this issue.
So what will the final regulatory framework look like, do you think?
That's up to ICAO, but it seems like we are headed towards a system based on a packaging standard that is part of a larger safety system. The packaging standard will address hazards originating inside the package. The current task before the SAE committee is to develop a test that determines whether a specific battery and package combination can contain the effects if one of the batteries inside short circuits. A fire starting inside a battery shipment, however, is not the only danger from lithium batteries. If they become involved in a fire that starts outside the battery shipment, the batteries can change the nature of the fire from one that is suppressible by the onboard fire suppression systems to one that cannot be suppressed. This hazard must be mitigated, and the package might not be the best way to do it. There might be methods of loading cargo that can better mitigate these dangers. We will discuss what some of these loading requirements might be. The final system, then, might require compliance with the packaging standard as well as loading requirements to mitigate both the internal and external hazards. There might also be an allowance for other means of compliance with internal fire hazards. This has yet to be determined. We don't advocate for any single solution, but all we want to do is make sure that the final system ensures that the hazards are appropriately mitigated.
Finally, hoverboards and, you know, particularly Galaxy Note 7s have received a lot of press over the last year and again very recently in relation to lithium battery fires. So how serious are the safety issues related to these fires?
Hoverboards and Galaxy Note 7s highlight some of the core dangers associated with lithium battery transport on aircraft. And I want to emphasize the hazards I'm talking about are not specific to these devices, but to the batteries that are being used by these devices. Hoverboards demonstrated how the complexity of the regulations can contribute to safety issues. And since most of the hoverboard batteries were not compliant with the regulations for air transport, it also demonstrated the importance of preventing the shipment of undeclared and non-compliant batteries. The Samsung Galaxy Note 7 recall illustrated the difficulty in detecting defects in these batteries, even by the most sophisticated manufacturers. The design, engineering, and manufacture of these devices have razor-thin tolerances and require very precise manufacturing. Minute battery defects caused either during or after manufacturing can cause a fire. All of these dangers demonstrate the importance of effective packaging and loading standards for these shipments, because there are and will be problems with lithium batteries in transport, even when they're made by quality manufacturers in compliance with the regulations. In our view, the battery issues with these two consumer products demonstrate the importance of finding effective methods of transporting compliant batteries, as well as finding and eliminating the non-compliant shipments from the air transportation system. So as you can see, there have been many developments over the course of the last year, and this topic has garnered its share of international attention. I'm looking forward to discussing these issues and others at the International Air Safety Summit in Dubai on November 14th.
Scott, thanks very much for that very informative brief. And as you mentioned, we'll all look forward to your presentation at the International Air Safety Summit in Dubai during November. Scott, once again, thanks very much for being a part of this podcast.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
You'll be able to see and hear from Scott on Monday the 14th of November at our International Air Safety Summit, and you'll also have plenty of time to be able to meet with him and ask him any questions that you may have. Also at this year's summit, we'll be running a parallel maintenance and engineering safety stream, and this will be held on Tuesday the 15th of November, and that will run in parallel with our normal plenary sessions for that day. Remember, if you have any ideas or suggestions for a podcast, you can drop me a line via email at marshall@flightsafety.org. That's it for this podcast. Until next time.